I know it's not the Spirit of God. Laughing. It means you're saved, I guess. And now she's convulsing on the floor because I guess it's her turn. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today, we are reacting to another charismatically themed video. This is a YouTube short, so context is what we have. But I think this is important to look at. You're going to be looking at what I think, from my limited knowledge on what's actually happening here, what I think is demonic. And, you know, we reacted to a video before of Kenneth Copeland doing tongues and stuff. That one's a little lighter to react to, in my opinion, because it's like very clearly this guy's faking it. This, though, when I see people writhing on the ground and unable to speak and stuff, it makes me very uncomfortable. For a little bit about me, I don't watch any scary films. I'm not into horror at all because I see a lot of things in those films as far as, like, you know, possession and demons and spirits and stuff. And I believe in those things. I believe there is spiritual wickedness in high places. And as a child of God, I'm not to have any kind of warfare with those except to lean on Christ. So when I see stuff like this, this is the equivalent to me of demonic possession. I'm watching in real life. I look at this and I say, these people are slain by demons. And it scares me. I don't like it. But I'm going to react to it. But I take it real seriously. And so, you know, viewer discretion. If you're uncomfortable with this kind of stuff, lean on the Lord. But know that it's out there. And this is why we give the gospel. You have no idea where these people are going to go after this, as far as where they work, where they live, whatever. And you can reach people where they are. But people are going to things like this and saying, I'm a child of God because of these things. So let's take a look. Yeah, it's this one right here. Ugh. You don't see that anywhere in the New Testament church. You don't see that when Jesus was walking around. As a matter of fact, the only description of these people's behavior you find is the Gadarene man. You go in Mark, I think it's Mark chapter 5, where this man was, he could not be bound by chains. He would break them. He wouldn't eat. He was running around naked. He was in the tombs, screaming, wailing, writhing. And Jesus got off that ship, and he ran right to him in a right mind. That is not what you see here. That's why I'm scared of this stuff. I don't like it. I would never go to one of these things. Even though, like, you know, you might say, well, you could give the gospel. I could, but would I be attacked? What's the benefit? I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just weird, and you see it in things like this. All right, let's continue. So these people are rolling around on the ground. Poor things. And I wonder when that guy did that. You know, he said zap. I wonder, is he just there like mocking the whole thing? And then look at the people in the background. They're watching these folks rolling around the ground. I wonder what they're thinking. I wonder if they're going, what is wrong with them? This brings all the attention on that individual. Where's Jesus' name in any of this? And then the ethereal music that's going on, the ooh, that kind of stuff. It's weird. The caption says, when the service ended, but God is still moving.
In the name of Jesus.
Loud music. Loud music and heavy rhythm. Boom. It's just like driving that home. You got two people writhing on the ground. You got a man with his hand up. They're using Jesus' name, but in the name of Jesus, what? If you don't know Jesus, you won't understand my joy. Bring a lost person to this. Bring a lost person to this and tell me they'll trust Christ as their Savior. They'll head for the doors. And I might beat them there. that part, it's a repetition in the video. That man sounds scary when he does that thing. It sounds like a goat. It sounds like an animal. It's just so eerie. I don't think that's the spirit of God. I know it's not the spirit of God. Laughing means you're saved, I guess. And now she's convulsing on the floor because I guess it's her turn. Anyway, let's take a look at what the scripture says about orderly worship. Is this what a New Testament church service looked like? Don't think so. Actually, no so. 1 Corinthians 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, a song, a doctrine, a teaching, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done to edifying. Can you imagine in the New Testament church, everybody running in and saying, praise God from whom all blessing. And then Sister Martha's like, well, Jesus told me about it. And everyone's coming in and just like chaos like this, just talking everywhere. Paul says, let all things be done unto edifying. What's the purpose? Building up one another. If any man speak in an unknown language, a language that's not known by the people there, doesn't mean it's some shubaluguba. Let it be done by two, or by the most, or at the most by three, and by that course, and let one interpret. You're going to speak in a foreign language. You say that God is doing something in your life. And by the way, remember, the church is growing here, so there's progressive revelation. Now, the revelation is sealed. We have the scripture. Different in that time. But even then, Paul says, let somebody interpret. Don't just speak out there and expect people to praise God. They don't even know what you said. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence. Ooh, be quiet. If you're not going to be able to say anything that edifies, be quiet. Look at what we just watched. There's so much confusion there. And let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And that's a focus there. All may be comforted. Do you think this is comforting? I think the reason why that girl that we're paused on right now, because it's the end of the video, you can see she's got like a smile on her face and she just fell to the ground. Is it like, is she going, okay, it's my turn to act. It's my turn to perform here. And then verse 32 of 1 Corinthians 14, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. That's where we're going to stop. This is very important. God is not the author of confusion. You watch this. I'm going back to the beginning and tell me, is this peace in the church? If this is the church, this place, or is this confusion? So I'll pause it there because honestly, I'm just kind of grossed out by it. But do you think that's confusion? Yeah, that's confusion. Folks, many of you might not know this, but I'm a pastor. I'm not a pastor by self-declaration. I was ordained here at Calvary Community Church in 2018. I served as the assistant pastor until I became the lead pastor in 2021. I run church services. Some of y'all don't know that. You're learning that now. In the live section of our YouTube channel, you can see that. But I teach Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I teach at Florida Bible College of Tampa. Right now, I'm teaching the life of Christ. I teach 3 hours a week on the life of Christ. If anybody in my class, in my church service, in a counseling session did that, I'm immediately going to the demonic possession route. I'm immediately thinking, this is not of God. If I had a man bust into my church screaming and then proceeds to writhe on the ground, I am not taking that as a sign from God. That is confusion. Especially if he comes into, if he's working on the behalf of God and he comes in while I'm giving the gospel invitation and takes the attention off of the message and onto himself, that's not of God. When I see stuff like this, I don't see orderly worship. I actually see a bunch of lost people. And my heart breaks for them because they'll continue to lean on these experiences to say, I'm really saved. Study the scripture, know what it says, mark and avoid things like this. If you have a question for us, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We don't have a lot of charismatic videos, and I'll be honest with you. You can send them, but I kind of don't like them, which is fine, but we'll still react to them. If you have them, send them. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take care. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.